Reality is an intelligence test. And the world provides many clues to figure out how to pass that test. And the question that must be answered is, who am I? If consciousness does not figure out its real nature, then it loses the game. And what it must do is that which is most counterintuitive to the ego's nature, which is to drop the belief that one is a creature separate from the Creator. And to realize that you are the creator of this game, not an icon within the creation. Not a temporary entity, but to realize that you must disidentify from the bodily vehicle through which you believe you are perceiving a world separate from your consciousness. Which is also a false belief that must be jettisoned to have a breakthrough into your real nature. And so now the world is making the passing of the test easier because of the principle, as above, so below. As without, so within. As is the macrocosm, so must be the microcosm. So take the clue from what is being mandated on earth as the mandate of heaven. Put your ego on lockdown. Don't allow it to act out. Put a mask on it, muzzle it so it doesn't speak inappropriate words. And most of all, inject it with a serum that will create transmutation. That serum is known as Amrita, which will bring you into the transhumanist agenda, and your real nature will unfold in a metamorphosis that will bring about a new genesis. But just as without, there is massive die-off of egoic life until your own ego has died, you will not be reborn into the power of supernatural creative intelligence that you are here to discover that you have. But only when you have overcome the ego's chattering mind and its inability to center itself in unbroken concentration, only when you have broken through the ego's chains, its snares, its traps, its delusions, its false beliefs, and you've taken off all the limitations that the ego has put into your mind, only then will you be able to grasp and wield the powers of your supernatural self that you are here to discover and to use in the service of freedom. But to gain those powers, you must completely annihilate self-doubt. And you must completely eliminate the tendencies of the ego to be an outlaw of the Dharma. There must be surrender to the law of God, the law of love, and the law of stillness, acceptance, and transcendence. And there must be complete obedience to the imperative of solitude. Do not let the ego collude and bond with others in some egoic acting out of jouissance. Don't allow the mind to be attracted to the sensory realm when all the attention should turn to the self within, so that the light and the power will flow into all the sheaths, all the vehicles, and bring enlightenment to the mind, energy to the prana, and health to the physical body. But the bliss sheath must be open to the infinite self, and the sutratma surrendered to the uncreated being, so that the wheel of karma does not keep turning and one graduates from this game. Even the Mahasutratma, the cosmic consciousness, must be transcended. It is only when the absolute self is realized as what you are that the game ends and the real life of God begins. Bring your God self to birth now, in this moment, when the window of opportunity is open by that supreme power, to enable this game to end successfully. But your heart must want this more than anything else. If there is not wholehearted yearning for liberation, for God consciousness, for freedom from suffering, for identification with the body, for overcoming fear, for achieving infinite intelligence and supreme love and purity of heart, if there isn't that absolute, total dedication, the test will not be passed, because you will have chosen the non-self over the self. You will have chosen the trivial and the false over the real. So make sure your values are aligned with truth. Make sure your heart is aligned with goodness. Make sure your soul is transparent to the light of God and nothing is hidden in the shadows. Make sure your subconscious has been cleaned out. And make sure there is no lingering tendency to separate from the absolute spirit of infinite power and to fall into the illusion of the egoic world. All of that is contained in the phenomenal plane is empty. It has no essence. It has nothing of value to offer. We are in a dying world where the options are becoming every day more limited. The energies are entropically exhausted. The only source of power is the God Self. And every day you will see more people breaking down and losing their right mind and falling into Maya and making terrible errors of judgment because of their confusion and fragmented state, because they have not unified their consciousness with the God Self. And every day the ego, which is made of fragments that only hold together when there is the desire for transcendence, when that has weakened, those fragments come apart and the self becomes a dissociated field of inner conflicts. And Humpty Dumpty cannot be put together again. While there is a margin of free will, take advantage of this last time before the tribulations and the traumas increase to such an extent that there will be no chance to overcome the anxieties that will fill the consciousness with such dread and horror that meditation will be impossible. This is the last moment to claim your birthright as a divine being, or else go around the cycle once again. Whatever choice is made will be perfect. Whatever path you take is yours to decide. Your free will is given. Liberation is here for you. Enslavement to the ego and to fear and desire also available if you want it. Use your intelligence to choose wisely while the choice is still yours to make. The Lord has reached a point in the turning of the wheel in which there is now zero tolerance for Maya, for ego. and he fall into that quicksand can be fatal. Be very careful. Every thought is infinitely important. It has consequences. And even more does every action. Be impeccable. Be accurate. Be in alignment with the Supreme Self so that you are guided to get through this time and survive the flood and reach high ground and be transcendent of this illusory plane so that you can complete the task of being a healer, an angel, a bringer of the light, and a creator of the new cycle without being trapped in it. We are learning to let go from time into eternal being. This is the moment when the choice must be made between the creature and the creator. Which are you? Take this very seriously. Be real. Be an adult. Be true to yourself. Do not betray what is most valuable, precious, and glorious within you for a temporary feeling of power or pleasure or transgressive enjoyment. Because you will not want to pay the price when that is over. May you keep your heart open in total love of God, of the real self, and kill the chattering mind forever, so that the light and power of God is fully embodied and you are free of suffering forever. Be the blissful self and model that for others, and then you graduate from this plane. May you know the peace that comes of giving your whole life, your mind and your heart to the God Self, and be free of carrying any burdens or baggage. And may you know the deeper peace that comes of realizing that you are the Self and have never been the creature. And activate the powers that come, the siddhis, the synchronicities, the miracles that appear in the energy field of the realized one emanating infinite love and wise compassion. And may you know the supreme peace of that absolute unification of samsara and nirvana, transcendence and immanence, time and eternity, and the innermost secret essence of the Supreme Lord as the core of your own heart. Namaste.